한월 예보고 예보 부인스포 아멘. Today in the Armenian Church, we celebrate the feast of the discovery of the Holy Cross. And it's the day that we remember when St. Helena, the mother of Constantine, the emperor, goes to Jerusalem, goes to the Holy Land, and starts to look for all of the holy sites of Christ. And while she is looking for these holy sites, she comes upon and finds the Holy Cross. And so the question has always been in my mind, why did St. Helena go herself? She, as I said in Armenian, but you understood, I'm sure, she's no spring chicken. She's not young. She is an older woman, much older woman. And she goes on her own with all of her servants. And we have to remember that in the ancient times, traveling is not like today, where we put together our suitcases, some of us an hour before the flight, right? We know who we are. We put our suitcases together, we go to the airport, we fly, and we arrive in our destination very safe. In the ancient times, it took months, sometimes even years, to travel. It was very dangerous. It was not like today. You break down, you call AAA. You have no idea what's ahead of you. You don't have maps or GPS. And it was very, very, very expensive to travel in the ancient times. So why does she decide to go? Has always been a question of mine. And then finally I realized she goes herself, this old lady, because she is called by God to do this. She is moved by the Holy Spirit to travel thousands of miles to a land that she does not know, and to search for something she doesn't know if she will find. She is called by God to be part of this great story of salvation. And we all are called to this in this story. Each of us have a role to play in the story of salvation. Because the story began all the way back with the creation of the universe, the creation of the world, and it continues now and will continue and conclude when Christ returns at his second coming, which we hear about in today's gospel reading. Sometimes we think that the roles that we play in this life, in this production called life, in God's great production and story of salvation, we sometimes think we can only play these roles, we can only be Christian on Sundays, or when we're amongst Armenians, or outside, as we say, outside of working hours. When we work. And when we go home, or we go on vacation, or we go somewhere else, then we can be Christian. But this can be no further from the truth. During our baptismal service, when we are baptized, each of us are anointed with holy myrrho, this oil that has existed for centuries. And we are anointed on all different parts of our body. And each part of our body is dedicated to God. It's dedicated to the service of God, whether it be our forehead, our eyes, our nose, our ears, our mouth, our hands, our heart, our back, and our feet. Our entire being is dedicated to God. And we all have a role to play in the story of salvation. In fact, every Sunday during the Badara, on page 16, one of the litanies that the deacons sing, it says, "Let us commit ourselves and one another to the Lord God Almighty." And the response, not just from the choir, but from the people, is, "To you, O Lord, we commit ourselves." What this means is we don't just commit our minds or our hearts or our bodies or our souls to God, but we commit our entire being to God, every part of us. As I said, my daughter plays ballet, and she's in ballet, and she is in the performance called The Nutcracker, coming up soon. And there are 115 dancers in this production. I thought it was a very small production, but clearly it's not. There's 115 of them. But her teacher explained to them and said, it does not matter what role you play. You could be the lead actress or actor, Or you can be one of the side, one in the back dancing. You can be even behind the scenes getting everything ready. But everyone has a role to play. And every role is important. There is no big and there is no small. And if you think that you have a small role to play, that role is so important to this entire production's success. Likewise, when we, in the life production of life, think, oh, we have nothing to do here. Everyone else is more important. I'm nothing. It's wrong. God has a specific purpose for us and a specific role for us to play, and we need to find it, and if we are not participating in this, the entire production fails. There's a story of a little girl, shy, no friends, and who walks to school every day. And she takes the same path to school every day. And as she's walking one day, she sees at an intersection, at a corner, there's an old lady who's there begging. So she comes close to this lady, and she notices that this lady is blind. This beggar is blind. And so she has compassion on her. And she decides that from the money she has for school, the school lunch that she's supposed to purchase, she's going to take a little bit of that money off to the side every day, and she's going to buy food for this lady. So every day she goes, she buys some food for her, and she comes close, she puts it on the ground in front of this poor lady who's blind, and walks away without saying a word. Years go by, and she continues to do this every day for many, many years. She grows up naturally, and she graduates and goes off to college. Now, while she's at college, she starts to think, what has happened to this lady? Is she hungry? Is there any, what's going on with her? Where is she? So she decides one day she's going to come back from college. She comes back to give this lady food, and as she's walking towards this lady to give her food, she notices that across the street, there's a gentleman that comes out of his house. He leaves his house with food in his hands, comes across the street, places it in front of this lady without speaking, and walks away. And it's at that moment that this girl realizes that all these years she's been doing this, this old man from his window has been noticing it, has been watching her and what she's been doing. And he has noticed that she has graduated and she has moved on, and that this lady is going to stay hungry. And so he decides to take on that mission, take on that service, and continue it. What we do can never be big or small. We cannot compare it to what other people do. The person who gives $25 and the person who gives $25,000 are the same in God's eyes, because we all play a role in this story. We may not know what we're supposed to do yet. We may be searching still and thinking, what am I supposed to do? What role do I have? But if we keep our eyes open like this old man did, he will see, and we will see, that we have something to do and we can make a change in this world. Each of us are called to the participation in the story of salvation. Some of us are called to discover the cross of Christ, like St. Helena. Others are called to feed the poor and the blind, like the girl in the story. Others are called to be priests, bishops, and deacons. Others are called to be teachers, businessmen, doctors, lawyers, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, cousins. Each of us are called to be something in this life. And we are called to be that which God envisions us to be, not what we want to be. The big thing that this world and people don't like to hear. We don't like to hear that we have to be something we don't want to be. Right? But God has chosen each of us for something in this great production, in this great play. Shakespeare says, the play called life. Right? We are all called to be something. The question, though, is, are we going to take it and run with it and be the best that we can? Or are we going to say, this is not my job, it's someone else's job? Each of us are called to live something and to be a role in this world. And when we do this and we live up to what God wants us to be, we can transform not only ourselves and the ones around us, but we can also transform the entire world and make heaven on earth.